The Christmas Day edition of Star Market Celtics tonight continues from the Garden. Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers. If you didn't know, starting his brand new tradition, year number two of the Celtics playing at home. Our conversation with the head coach, always a tradition, brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. No traffic today, I would imagine.
No, that was good, huh?
Zipped right in.
Yeah, that's right. The only thing that I struggled with is Philly didn't have to sit in any.
That's true.
You
which
know,
often
I always
can
think,
be a,
yeah. Yeah, since I come so early, I'm usually not as concerned about it.
This could have been like you dropped your Seinfeld reference the other day with the Festivus stuff. Did you do the Kramer thing where you had like two or three lanes and you could just weave in between, traffic
no.
on the way in?
It was nice to get here fairly quickly.
All right, you and I often, occasionally will talk about, because we fly all the time and we've had conversations about turbulence and things like that before. When you're in it, the pilot on a commercial flight will come on and say, well, we're going to try to find you a smoother ride. We're going to try to find you a cruising altitude, a nice smooth ride. That's all I could think of when I saw Al and Marcus Morris back in the game the other night. It just felt like out of the turbulence, back into a smoother ride.
Yeah, I mean, obviously those two guys are really important to us. And then the size, I mean, that they bring to the table is huge. I mean, obviously when you've got Baines out with other guys, that's a problem, you know. And I think as you look back on the Milwaukee game, there were a lot of things at the rim. We just didn't have much resistance. Still not having Baines is an issue, but, you know, we're going to have other guys step up, and it may change how we have to defend a little bit.
Wouldn't you really call those guys, again, kind of what I was getting at, and obviously the size is the size, but there is a calming influence, it feels like, that comes with those guys.
Yeah, and I think there's a couple reasons for that. Number one, they're good.
That helps.
Number two, they're good guys. And number three, they're old. They're compared to the rest of our team. You know, like they're 32 and 29, and for us, that's old. And you know, we get pretty young out there when we don't have Baines, Allen, Morris.
I would imagine being good, playing well, is 99%, whereas any team meetings are about 1% of anything good that happens. Is that about right?
Yeah, but I do think, like, if done right, if done right, well, those things can really help you. Because I just think that there are always going to be things that draw out the rawest of emotion and the rawest of feelings and true feelings, and I think that's great. And you have to be in an environment where you feel comfortable enough to share that. And we're lucky that we have that. That doesn't happen every place. And I always laugh when I read about team meetings, and, you know, I know that we're going to be talking about it for a few more weeks, but I just think, like, at the end of the day, that's just part of a team's path. Every team's going to go through stuff like that.
Well, you know, if you run off, like, 13 straight wins, now every game will be asked about, it'll be this, you know, I suppose you could live with it. That's the trade-off, but, yeah, it goes like that. All right, an extremely familiar opponent. On what level, on the other hand, about as dramatic a change as you can make 10 or 12 games into the season, making the Jimmy Butler trade? All right, first thought, how are they different to you when you watch them play with Jimmy Butler since the trade?
Well, three different starters then in game one. Yeah. You know, Fultz, Covington, and Saric aren't there anymore, and I guess Fultz is still on the team, but he's not with the team, not dressed, so he won't play today. And then those other two guys aren't there. You know, they all brought good things to the table, but they're just different now. I mean, Wilson Chandler obviously adds a lot. Jimmy Butler's addition is what you thought it would be. He's a great defender. He's a really good offensive player. He can just play, and there's a reason why he's considered one of the better players in the league, because he impacts the game on both ends and does so over and over and over. He consistently makes big shots, and they've already got guys that are elite offensively. So it's quite a challenge that those guys pose.
And that is sort of the chicken and egg question about it to me, which is that you said defense first when I mentioned Jimmy Butler, and that is any of us who've been watching him for a long period of time, that's sort of what we think of first. Yet, when you look at the numbers, just the numbers, not the body of work watching the games, the numbers indicate that, you know, defensively they've been fine, but they have become elite offensively since he has joined them, which I imagine is not just him, but sort of the trickle-down effect.
Well, first of all, they did the China trip early in the year, so the first time we played them was a week off of that, and that can take a while to recover from a physical standpoint.
Golden State had that, right, a couple of years ago?
Yeah, I think that you know, they are a team that was elite offensively last year with those other guys. Right. So, you know, their starting lineup last year, I think, was the second-best lineup in the NBA, maybe the best lineup in the NBA. And so ultimately those guys were going to figure it out offensively, and defensively they always have been good. But there's no question his addition just gives them another threat. You know, they have not run a ton of pick and rolls in the past. They're running a little bit more with Jimmy Butler, but they can just score a variety of ways. It's a tough team to play against because they can call a timeout and throw it in the post and have an advantage at about three positions. And so you've got to figure out how to best, you know, defend those.
Right, everybody feels differently about, you know, playing on this day. I think at the end of it, one of the reasons you come to Boston, one of the reasons you want to be involved with the Boston Celtics is to play big games. It could be for championships, and this is a, you know, this is an honor to play on this day when you're a part of the NBA, isn't it?
There's no question about it. It's an incredible honor and something that I think, you know, we don't take for granted. We did not play on Christmas Day my first 3 years here, and that had its benefits too because you were home. But all of us want to be playing, and all of us want to be a part of this because it means that, you know, good things are happening, and ultimately you get a chance to compete against the very best.
Tracy, according to you, and then she confirmed, did mess a couple of things up at Thanksgiving. Is she staying away from, you know, is she trying to redeem herself, or is it just kind of a, you know, let that one go?
We were really low-key. We didn't do a whole lot. We didn't have any extravagant meals or anything like that. We just heated up what we had in the house and got ready for today, and then get ready to hit the road tomorrow.
Well, it's sort of rebuilding, right? You don't want to rush right back into a big thing after, you know.
It's easier to not talk about too. You know, I probably blew the last one when I mentioned our issues with the green bean casserole.
That's a different kind of team meeting.
Yeah, that's a different
takes
kind of
place
team
after
meeting.
That.
Yeah, you talk about airing of grievances.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, see you. You too.
This is Celtics and Sixers next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.